USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an order to reinstate travel restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of coronavirus. Limits on non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe were lifted by former President Trump in his final days in office. This new order reapplies those restrictions and adds South Africa to the list of areas under restriction. The president also says he believes he may be able to raise his goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days to 150 million doses administered. He told reporters Monday that increased vaccinations would put the country on a path towards herd immunity.
I feel confident that by summer we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasing the access for people who aren't on the first on the list, all the way going down to children and how we deal with that. But I feel good about where we're going, and I think we can get it done.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Joe Biden has issued an executive order aimed at boosting American manufacturing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Drug maker Moderna announced Monday that it was working on a booster shot to make its coronavirus vaccine more effective against new emerging strains of the virus. The company says it's taking two approaches, one to specifically target a new variant first identified in South Africa, and the other to more generally deal with new strains. Dr. Kavi Patel says we may have to get used to getting a regular booster shot against the coronavirus. The former White House health policy director tells CNBC that it wouldn't be unusual to need extra help in fighting off the disease.
We all suspected that this would not be our only set of shots, whatever we're receiving this year, and so I do think it points to at least potentially something every several years or a booster, which is also, I just want to point out, something that we do see with other immunizations. So that's not unusual. But whether it's yearly or how often, I think that's kind of depends on what we see with these strains and how much they escape the immune system. So the good news, though, is the current vaccines are effective, and we just need to get them into people's arms as quickly as possible.
And Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman has announced that he won't seek re-election when his term expires in 2022. In a statement Monday, Portman said the current political climate makes it a tough time to be in public service. Portman was first elected to the Senate in 2010 after spending more than a decade in the House of Representatives and serving as a trade representative under President George W. Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.